This is Radio Nepal. I'm TK Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. House of Representatives MPs draw government's attention to pressing issues including shortage of cooking gas. Industry Minister Gauri Kumari Yadav briefs MPs on efforts to balance cooking gas supply and demand. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Kanal says economic diplomacy is at the center of Nepal's foreign policy. And Thai teenager kills at least 7 people and injures more than 30 as Prime Minister calls the shooting well prepared. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives MPs from the opposition party drew the attention of the government and the Speaker to clarify the issues that they have been raising in the Parliament for a long time. In today's House meeting, they emphasized that the demands they have raised in Parliament requesting to control rising inflation and remove the shortage of cooking gas need to be addressed. Similarly, speaking during the urgent time in the meeting of the lower house of the federal parliament today, parliamentarians emphasized easing the supply of cooking gas. They have drawn the government's attention to various issues like monsoon-related disasters, poor health services, road infrastructure, the inadequate supply of cooking gas, lack of social security, and the problems in the agriculture sector. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav has informed that the lawmakers that the minister is working actively to address the imbalance between increasing demand and shortage of cooking gas. Responding to the queries of lawmakers in the House of Representatives meeting today, Minister Yadav said that the market monitoring was intensified to prevent shortage of essential fuel. She advised consumers not to hoard gas cylinders. She also argued that once the scheme from hub to full cylinder was in place, it caused a supply-demand imbalance. The minister also informed that relevant agencies were directed to follow parliamentary committee directives. And the Nepal Oil Corporation was taking technical measures to track LP gas cylinder. Minister Yadav also said that the diplomatic efforts are underway to secure an increased quota of cylinder gas from India for 3 months to manage increasing demand. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Kanal has said that economic diplomacy is at the center of Nepal's foreign policy. He said this while addressing the International Conference on China and South Asia in Multipolar World China-Nepal-India Trilateral Relations in an Evolving Regional Order in Lalitpur today. According to the Foreign Minister's Secretary, the Foreign Minister stated that Nepal can play a dynamic bridge role to expand economic, trade and people-to-people cooperation between China and South Asia. He said that Asia's rapid economic transformation has created unprecedented opportunities for shared prosperity and that the cooperation is the reliable means for sustainable development and long-term prosperity. Last rites of climber Pur Bahadur Gurung Yukta, who died in a bird peak avalanche in Pakistan last week, were performed at Swayambhur today. Home Minister Sudan Gurung and Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadagraj Podial reached Swayambhur and paid tribute to the late Gurung by draping him with a national flag. Similarly, President of the Nepali Congress, Gagan Kumar Thapa, also paid tribute by talking the Nepali Congress party flag on Gurung's body. President of the Nepal National Mountaineering Guides Association, Tulsing Gurung, informed that the body of mountaineer Gurung was cremated as per Gurung rituals today. His body was brought to Kathmandu on Qatar Airways on Thursday. 10 mountaineers, including Gurung, had died while climbing the broad peak in Pakistan last week. More than 500 Rohingya refugees have illegally entered Nepal due to open border and lack of technology-based security surveillance. A spokesperson of Nepal Police Headquarters, Abhinarayan Kapler, said that the several Rohingya people have entered Nepal via the Nepal-India border in different time periods. According to police, there are 526 Rohingya people in Nepal. They have been found residing in Kapan, Lasuntar and Ram Mandir in Kathmandu and the Sunakoti area in Lalitpur. S.P. Kafle argued that special surveillance has been increased to stop illegal entry of foreign nationals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pari paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Newly appointed acting chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting PSP Nepal, Urvashi Basnet, has officially assumed office at PSP Nepal headquarters. Upon her arrival at the Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal office in Singhadarbar, today acting chairperson Basnet was welcomed by PSP Nepal board members Sobita Rishal, acting chief administrative officer Arati Chatot, and other officials of the organization. After assuming office, acting chairperson Basnet expressed her commitment to ensuring good governance and transparency within public service broadcasting while advancing broadcasting that is accountable to the public. She also pledged to seize opportunities despite existing challenges and to introduce significant improvements in the content and technology of news and programs produced by Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM Listeners Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 7 people have died in Thailand after a teenage boy shot his grandparents and some school teachers, according to the BBC. Thai police say that a 14-year-old boy killed two of his grandparents at their home with a 9mm handgun belonging to his grandfather. Then he attacked the Dep Sirin school where he was a pupil just after 10 local time. Police have said 5 teachers were killed in the school shooting before the gunman killed himself. At least 30 people were also injured and 9 of them were severely injured. And Thailand's Prime Minister Anuttin Charniwarakul says the attack was well prepared and could have worse as the gunman still had more than 30 rounds of ammunition left when he shot himself. Thailand's Prime Minister is pledging to introduce a new firearms control law in the wake of today's shooting. Under the proposed new legislation, there will be restrictions on members of the public carrying such weapons. Floods in India's northeast have killed nearly 100 people, according to an official toll update on Friday, with villages buried in mud after one of Assam's state worst deluges in years. According to AFP, at least 97 people have died in the floods in Assam that have affected nearly 170,000, including thousands who have been forced into temporary shelters as swollen rivers inundate homes and farmlands. Floodwaters have submerged more than 14,000 hectares of cropland and area almost one and a half-time size of Paris. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudapashchim provinces, as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of Lumbini and Karnali provinces. Partly cloudy conditions will prevail over Madhes province and the Terai region of Lumbini province. Similarly, there is also a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudapashchim provinces. Likewise, there is also a possibility of light to moderate rainfall at a few places in the Terai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. and at one or two places in Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudar Pashchim provinces. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives MPs draw government's attention to pressing issues including shortage of cooking gas. Industry Minister Gauri Kumari Yadav briefs MPs on efforts to balance cooking gas supply and demand. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khanal says economic diplomacy is at the center of Nepal's foreign policy. And a Thai teenager kills at least 7 people and injures more than 30 as Prime Minister calls a shooting well prepared. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.